しても君しかいない。歌ってよ誰、わかってよ誰、誰よ誰、あおあおあおあおあおあおあおあおあおあおあおあおあおあおあお
でもいいの。 今言う言葉は受け売りなんかじゃない、約束でもない誓いだよ、嘘つきだった僕には戻らない、朝日色の指輪にしよう、胸の高鳴りを重ねて踊ろうよ、生きることを祝おうよ、たまにこらえられなくなる涙にこれといって深い意味はない、ただ昔を突然思い出し、ああ泣き、開かれたドアから差し込む光、これからもずっとそばにいたい、選択肢なんても遠くにない、今日という日は過去前例
어깨 넓고 그름 2007 이미 보고 들은 음악으로 자위하는 그런 초보들은 암전처럼 꺼져 곳곳에 숨은 간첩들도 어서 네 골에 무슨 뮤지션 오디션 테이프 노래 부른 네 목소리 때문에 시체도 코를 구는 음모론들은 인터넷 모모 그른 웃어 넘겨 단숨에 너란 초를 끄는 네 앨범 가사 집에 코를 푸는 타짜 앞에 호구 들은 Get the fuck out.
From 흘러가게 주문해 우리는 보태 오래 물이 흐르게 유행의 모체 속에 숨이 고르게 아무도 모르기에 기워가는 소름에 가득 찬 한강 괴물 같은 우리의 모든 게 밝혀질 테니까 애써 모두 모른 채 할 필요 없으니까 됐어 목을 조른 채 고개를 돌려봐도 대중들이 고른데 서사시 음악은 오늘도 오르네
Stop! thought we wouldn't leave. Fear of the unknown will stay on, because no God has ever saved anyone.
I'll tell you why. どうなんだよ。はっきり言って遅すぎだろ。この先どうなるかがマジで見物だぜ。
Yeah, yeah. お前はこの国を誇れるか、次の世代に胸張って残せるか、じゃなきゃ何求めるか、どんな未来望み、どんな未来を恐れるか、期待された改革も横ばい、肩には正せねえぜ過去の行い、未だ方針も定まらねえ、ままならねえぜ相変わらず頭かてアホな、キャッチボールなんて見る気さらさらねえ、所詮あいつらはわがままで、建前だけでやる気鼻からねえ、だって一人行ったら全員行く、俺は Ready for War まるでメンフィスブリー、我慢できねえ乗せるぜ KGB、 国民がさらわれても何もしねえ、そんな国家俺らは断固否定、まだバカ
真実の爆弾を投下、脳に与える効果、真実の爆弾を投下、脳に与える効果、真実の爆弾を解か、脳に与える効果、サブリミナル効果、増えてやんけな音か、
いくら売れたってメッセージは曲げねえ、リスクある発言にも男をかけて、誰になんて言われようと拳上げて、正直な考え語るのをやめねえ、この先決める今が天下の分け目、いつになっても政治家はダメで、政府に不満のあるやつ叫べ、生き残れんのは分かってるやつだけ言え、不幸にも無防備の結果、冷たい海の向こうにも不条理のストーリーを、一人で孤独にしまった記憶、誘拐の瞬間頭ん中白く、ここ海の幸もよく取れる街で、静かに拉致現代の地、旦那の胸に顔をうずめ、また泣き崩れ、いなくなった娘、輸送の後開いた薄め、見知らぬ土地最悪の落ち、もう食うのも無理、正月の餅、50年連続のスパイ天国、あいつらには任務ついでの遠足、諜報活動は外交の原則、海の底を沈んだ白い粉、一体どっちだひどいのは、
真実の爆弾を投下、脳に与える効果、真実の爆弾を投下、脳に与える効果、真実の爆弾を投下、脳に与える効果、
誰のもんだこの国は、場合によって消えるまでたった数時間なのに、外には笑顔ばっかで、信じてて言ったって信用なんかねえ、裏金持ちふるさと言って、随分豪勢車と家、ヨーヨー変な話バカの話、どんどん安くなり大和魂、忘れてんじゃねえ過去の戦い、散った仲間に女たちの働き、敗戦から奇跡神秘的イメージ、それに泥塗ってんだ見てみ、平和すぎで平和ボケ、どうせ待ってたって何のせいかもねえぜ、臭いものには蓋をして、時々開けてもまだ懲りねえ、そんな国で育った俺たち、止まんねえ邪魔だどけまし、自分のものは自分で守る、俺の国俺の家族、
真実の爆弾を投下、脳に与える効果、真実の爆弾を投下、脳に与える効果、真実の爆弾を投下、脳に与える効果、サブリミナル効果、サブリミナル効果。
くとビジョンな風終わりなき夜を誓うのさら夏の星で
悩めばどれ尽くす世界の果てで終わりなき夜を誓うのさら夏の星で What a pleasure, what a pleasure Like a pleasure town忘れなき夜を繋ぐのさ
夏の日々で
What a pleasure, what a pleasure Like a pleasure town
knock out.
Start Poochie Money with the instrumental Baby Koi No Knockout in commemoration of me passing the JLPT. You heard the instrumental, which did not feature Yoshizawa Hitomi. She's on probation. She's on podcast probation. She'll be back eventually, but there's a video of that thing. Never mind. If you don't know, don't worry about it. She's going to be back eventually. You could just enjoy the production. The lovely production by the man called Tsunku. For some reason. No one knows why. I don't know. I don't know the reason why. Do you know the reason why? Please, you can email me at jimhaku@gmail.com. If you know the reason why. It's not. Doesn't seem to be anywhere. Primordial before that. Lane with the Wolf. A song which is not about, as far as I can tell, the anime character. It's from the album Redemption at the Puritan's Hand, which I'm not sure I like the sound of, but I am sure I like the sound of this album. Primordial is an Irish band. They stick to mostly the themes of the trials and tribulations of the Irish people in the, well, I guess it's the past, mostly the past, but seems to be ongoing. It might be ongoing with this current situation. It's having some problems again. Cherry Cokes before that, continuing the St. Patrick's theme. It's only two songs really with the St. Patrick's theme. Cherry Cokes are a band I was briefly fascinated with. It's Cherry Cokes with a dollar sign on the S. I don't know how they are legally allowed to... I don't know if that legally allows them to call themselves the Cherry Cokes. But apparently it does. I thought they were just this band that was around for a little bit. Mid-2000s, I was briefly fascinated with them because there's this all-Japanese band that are just really into the Pogues and like Flogging Molly, those type of bands, and made this punk band... Irish themed punk band. But I looked them up and they're celebrating their 20th anniversary, which is crazy. And you heard the song from 2013 went a little more in a metal direction, which is interesting. It kind of overlaps now with some other folk metal type stuff. Interesting coincidence. They just kind of wandered into each other's paths. Fascinating. Drunken Pirates was the name of the song. Did I say that already? I gotta pay attention to what I'm saying. I have to pay attention to my own words coming out of my own mouth. Sigh before that. New Sigh. It's a relatively new Sigh. 2018. The album Zetai o Ukesugumono. Translated to Heir to Despair. You heard the hands of the string puller. Pull these strings. Sorry. Fun stuff. Before that, King Ghidorah. Japanese J-Rap collective, mostly famous for being the group that the rapper Zebra came from. You heard Shinsetsu no Bakuhatsu, which means truth bomb. And that song was sampled by Epic High, which you're going to hear in a second. I'm going to talk about Epic High in a second. Don't worry about it. It's coming up. Epic High sampled the song that you heard there in their song, The End Times, from Remapping the Soul. Should be mentioned that King Ghidorah is not to be confused with the monster, of course, or the pseudonym of MF Doom. He spelled it with two E's, King Ghidorah, G-E-E-D-O-R-A-H. The monster is spelled G-H-I-D-O-R-A-H. This group is spelled G-I-D-D-R-A. For legal reasons, I guess. Voivod before that just won the Juno Award for Album of the Year, Album The Wake. You heard The End of Dormancy. Voivod always great in different ways. I hope to see them coming up live. They're coming to Philly with Yob in a little bit. I hope to see that, see how that works out. Epic High before that. Epic High is a South Korean rap group, but that song featured a J-pop singer, Emi Hinochi, who usually works with M-Flow. She also wrote songs for the Hartsdales, which was like, it's kind of like a Hal Cali ripoff band that I kind of dismissed them totally at the time. Maybe I'll go back to the Hartsdales. Couldn't really deal with a Hal Cali rip. It was blatant, but maybe the songs are good. I didn't really give them a chance. The song was called Flow. Before that, you heard Witching with the Demon from the self-titled album last year. I got it as a local band, Philly band, local for me. I got that from the Suicide Bong compilation. Got that at the Philly, the last Philly punk rock flea market. The Philly punk rock flea market, which is held at the Cherry Street Pier. There's two different Philly punk rock flea markets at the moment. They had a little split off. There used to be one big one. I used to sell some stuff there. I used to sell junk. My own junk. Not my own junk. Ugh. Phew. I was kind of like a garage sale type of vendor. There's different types of vendors. There's like crafty type vendors. There are food type vendors. There's just used crap vendors, which was me. And in the big, the punk rock flea market dome. I'm saying too much about this. It was a big ass event. And now they had to stop it. And some people were upset about that. And they started their own separate event, and then R5 Productions, who booked the Union Transfer and some stuff like that. They used to book the Truck, and now they don't. And now the Truck is going out of business because they don't get good shows anymore. And that's unfortunate. I really like the Truck. Saw most of the best shows I've ever seen, maybe. Some of the best shows I've ever seen at the Truck. Trocadero, right in Chinatown. They can't possibly tear that down or make it something else. It's an antique. It's a fucking. They gotta save that building. Anyway, Punk Rock Flea Market. Suicide Bong is a label in Philadelphia. Mostly punk rock. But this doom metal band, Witching, is on there. And they put out little Bandcamp download cards. They made little business cards, and they put the download code on the card. So I got that compilation like that. It was clever. Good idea if you are in the business of trying to get people to download your stuff. Utada Hikaru before that from the last album, Hatsukoi. Most recent album, heard the song Chikai. Before that, Mastodon with Divinations. I was inspired to play that by Dick Dale, R.I.P. Dick Dale. A little surf rock solo in there from Mr. Brent Hines, I believe it was. I believe he did that. Didn't Brent Hines did a solo surf rock thing? I don't have it, but maybe I'll go back and I'll check that out. The Pillows, Kim Deal before that from Happy BioVac. And then you heard The Breeders with SOS, and that was inspired by Keith Flint, R.I.P. Keith Flint from The Prodigy. I am not going to play The Prodigy on it. I do not have The Prodigy records, but he was an interesting character, and that definitely inspired some late 90s, early 2000s metal, maybe even current metal. Some metal bands that cross into the electronic realm, definitely inspired by The Prodigy. Song SOS was sampled in the Firestarter song. Listen closely. And that's a pretty heavy song. It's pretty good. Breeders. I played The Breeders before. The song Metagoth from the newest record. Thought it crossed into the metal territory enough to be played, but I forgot. I was reading an interview with Kim Deal, and I forgot that The Pillows wrote a song called Kim Deal. And so you heard that. And at the top of the show, you heard Sepultura featuring Kodo. Kametachi. Kodo, I just saw them at the Kimmel Center. It was great. Amazing, amazing taiko troupe. Seeing them live is more like seeing a contemporary classical type performance than seeing like a typical traditional taiko group. It was great. And that song, that was from the Against album. Was that 98? The Against album. Some would say, I don't know, some say I like that album. Might be the last really good album from them. I don't know. It's the one I go back to. I don't really go back to the ones. I have the ones after that. Some of the ones, anyway. Don't really go back to them. Against is a good record. Kametachi is a weasel type yokai. Carries little sickle knives. It's a knife wielding weasel. Rides on dust storms. So watch out for that. Take care of you wanna look up. There's some contradicting stories about the Kametachi. So you want to research that in your dealings with if you want to stay safe from mythical creatures. So that's it. Just gonna keep that. Gonna keep the rambling to a minimum this week. Kiyotsukete.